Thank you so very much, and we praise God for the beauty of the music that he has provided to us, not only by you here, but throughout the world, and I am grateful for that. You know, Pastor Scott has done an excellent job on getting us through a very important season in the Christian church. You have experienced together the pain, the suffering, the pleading, the mistreatment, the lies, and yes, the death of God's only Son, Jesus Christ. And there was a reason for that. The reason for that in me speaks of the empty tomb. Max Lucado, in one of his amazing books, wrote a devotional on the carpenter's cloth. I don't know if you've had a chance to read that or have ever heard of it, but it tells that when they came to the tomb and they looked in, and there was the angel on the slab of concrete that Jesus had been laid, was a neatly folded carpenter's apron. And for those of you who have experienced anything in the building industry, as Pastor Scott has, as I have, I worked alongside one of the finest men in this world in my life, and Bonnie's dad, Art Sonneborn, who taught me to be a carpenter. And every time he finished a job, Art would fold his apron neatly and leave it for the folks who he worked for. A sign that it was complete. A sign that he was finished. And this is the same sign that you and I experience when we look in the tomb where Jesus was laid. And we see that neatly folded carpenter's apron, knowing that God has completed his promise to you and to me. But oh, it doesn't end there. And for that, we are forever grateful. For that, we are forever thankful. Because when Jesus leaves the empty tomb, as the scripture told us this morning and as we have read in the past, God created for us and sent for us an advocate, one who we could trust, one who we could walk beside, one who we could hold hands with every day of our life. No matter what we experience, and you and I both know well, life's tough. It ain't easy, to coin a phrase. One of the things that I'm finding out the longer I serve in hospice chaplaincy is growing old is not for the weak. And I think we can all say a little bit of amen to that. But as we grow older, we become much more dependent upon the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Not just for a pathway to heaven that he has promised us, not for opening the door to spend our eternal life with God, but to be able to walk every day in the presence of the true Son of God, through the power of his Holy Spirit. It says, the Lord is my strength, my defense. Shouts and joy of victory resound in the tents of the righteous. Oh, to hear those shouts, to hear people thank God for his love and for the mercies that he gives us. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. We sang a little bit this morning about love lifted me But raise your hands to Jesus. Raise your hands to God. The gate to the Lord is through his Son, Jesus Christ. We have been given a task that not everyone will accept and take on. But Jesus has given us the opportunity to share his love with others. And I've said many times from this pulpit, I don't think it's necessary for you and I to go out on the street and carry our Bible and smack somebody upside the head with it. But it is our responsibility to love someone into the understanding of who God is. And I've never seen a stronger group of people than I look at this morning in showing your love for Jesus Christ. You know, we're seed planters. We may never see the harvest. There's a song, "Should the Harvest Ever Come?" I don't know if you've ever heard that one or not. I've sang that many times over the years, and there may be some things that I had hoped that I could see before I left this earth, but I may never. But I have hoped that I have been able to plant a seed here and there so that people can understand what God is and does for us. It says to give thanks, and we do. We do that every day. We may not know it, but we do. And how many of us are like Thomas? I've told you in the past, I've got Peter is my man. He is so human. He is so like me in that he strays a lot throughout Scripture. Thomas is very close behind because Thomas doubted. And I think you will be honest with me and say that you have too. I have experienced things in my life that I quite frankly doubted that God was there. I have experienced things in my life when I knew that he was. And for that I am forever grateful. But Thomas said, not until I can put my fingers in the holes in your hand or in the side where you were pierced, well, I believe it's you. And what did Jesus say after that? Thomas, you are blessed that you believe in me because you have seen me. And then he paints the path for you and me. Blessed are those who will never see me, yet believe in me. That's us, folks. We may never see Jesus physically on this earth, but someday, we will enter through those gates and we will take the hand of Jesus and the voice of God will fall upon us saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant." That's the power of the empty tomb. That's the power of what's next. God asks a lot of us, but he's given us a lot over the years. Some of us have celebrated here recently, and our Catholic neighbors more than others have celebrated the loss of their leader, Pope Francis. And not long before he passed, he made a statement. And I will leave you with this because I think it's probably the most profound thing that could come out of these words today. He said, "Rivers do not drink their own water. Trees do not eat their own fruit. The sun does not shine on itself, and flowers do not spread their fragrance for themselves. Living for others is a rule of nature. We are all born to help each other. No matter how difficult, no matter how hard it is, life is good when you are happy, but much better when others are happy because of you. Amazing words for us to understand and to live by every day. Life is good when you're happy, but much better when others are happy because of you. Let us pray. Father, we are weak. You are strong. But we know that we but lift our hands to you, and we will feel the power of your love and the love of the Holy Spirit. Grant us now, Lord, as we go our way, as we pass through these doors this morning into the mission field that you have provided for us, may we be a blessing to someone this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, and thank you for being you and for loving God as you do. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Give him Christ, folks. Give him Christ.